our source of strength. The path before us, Ephesians chapter 6. Paul gives us a lot to think about in his closing chapter of Ephesians. He begins with telling us what we are to teach and then expect from our children. He knows full well that God is our source of strength. We cannot go into life without having him beside us. Children and parents, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. There is a promise tucked at the end, just as we find in the Ten Commandments. Long life is promised to those who honor and obey parents. Obviously, we must always obey God before our earthly parents. When a parent is not a believer, his or her lifestyle will reflect this. As a child, I was told I was awful for not working on Sundays. I had to choose at a young age to obey God over my earthly caregiver, despite the consequences. Hopefully, your experience will not be similar. We are to honor and obey our parents and obey God over them if that occasion arises. One can still honor parents, however, without fulfilling the sins requested. Pray and keep close to God, and he will bring you through. Verse 4. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Fathers are told to bring up their children in the training and admonition of the Lord. May this be so for all fathers and mothers out there. God's way is always best. We see the terrible effects of a society that has turned its back on God and his laws. We see incredible changes in the past 50 or 60 years in our school systems. I speak to teachers in our family who tell the horror stories of their trade in recent years. May our families all go back to following God's law. Bondservants and masters. While we do not have bondservants and masters in our culture today, we do have employers and employees. May we each work as though doing so for Christ. We are. Whether we are the employee or the employer, we must show kindness, fairness, and do work willingly and to the best of our ability. Do that work as though we are doing that work for Christ and not to be seen of men, and desire their rewards. Desire the rewards from Christ. Hearing the words, well done, from Christ at the end of our lives will make all the hard work and difficult situations worth it all. Verse 5, bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in sincerity of heart, as to Christ, not with eye service or as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Verse 7, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. And you, masters, do the same things to them, giving up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven and there is no partiality with him. Employers or those with a small amount of managerial clout must manage with kindness and without put-downs and veiled threats. No matter how a day may go or how unfairly you are treated, know that God sees, and one day, whether on earth or in heaven, all will be made right. The whole armor of God. Lastly, Paul tells us that we are in spiritual warfare. You likely already realized that we are, in fact, in a battle of one kind or another every day of our lives. Be strong while we stand for God and for that which is right. Verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. We stand against the devil. God is far, far stronger than the devil, yet the wiles of the devil are real. We are fighting against the rulers of darkness and against wickedness, as the kids on the football team, and they will show you that they are equipped for the game. No one faces the opponent unprepared. Paul continues, verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Stand. Know that you are not alone out there. God is with you, as he was with the early Christians, as he was with Paul. Put on truth and righteousness. Walk with the gospel of peace. Take the shield of faith that will help you against all the fiery darts that the devil throws at you each day. Encase your thoughts, your brain, with salvation and the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. Do not go to face the evil of this world unprepared. You must keep your thoughts on God. Marvel and think always of the gift of his salvation to you, and keep his word in your thoughts and heart. Meditate upon his word constantly, and quote, pray without ceasing, and quote, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. While God doesn't expect us to pray nonstop, he does want us to send up little prayers to him throughout our day. Prayers of thanksgiving, a call for help, ask for a word or two of his advice. Of course, our prayer time should also be lengthier times of prayer and praise and thanksgiving, but these little prayers of connection to God are also vital. A gracious greeting, verse 21 to close. But that you also may know my affairs and how I am doing, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make all things known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Paul closes reminding the brethren then and now, with peace and love in faith from God and Jesus, and reminds us that grace can be with those of us who love the Lord sincerely. May we always be counted among those who love him and show that love by obeying him each and every day. God bless you as you do so.